stay home.
What'd you do Saturday morning? Like, have a big breakfast, like, just enjoy some eggs and bacon or something?
I slept in, kind of. You know, slept in, watched all of the other college games I own, watched a couple of my buddies. Just, you know, typical day, just relaxing.
What was your craziest Pac-12 game of the weekend? All of them seemed pretty nuts.
I would probably say, the Arizona game and the Oregon game was pretty close. So those were probably the top two craziest games. I thought Arizona was gonna pull it out towards the end, but you know, it was all good games. Good to see, you know, your friends out there competing and, you know, having fun.
Brandon, is that who you're talking about? Brandon Dawkins?
Oh yeah, he's one of my buddies. Worked out with him a couple times, you know, back home. You know, all those guys at Washington and a couple of guys from Colorado, just, you know, knowing guys from all over.
Coach says you know where you guys stand nationally, ranked 18th. What's it like being the quarterback of this team, knowing what kind of lays ahead of you guys?
It's exciting, especially I know what we're capable of doing. We have a great defense over there. Our offense is coming together very well. We just have to continue to stay focused and stay humble and stay hungry and continue to go out there and just take it week by week.
You know, what kind of goes into sort of building the confidence of that unit to the point where you can have, you know, three late touchdown drives? I mean, what kind of went into the progression of that confidence?
We never had our heads down. Just had to continue to, you know, stay even keel. Just continue to have that confidence. You know, we knew, you know, everything in the game we were doing was pretty much effective. You know, we were running the ball great. Offensive line was doing a great job. So we never had any reason to hold our heads down. You know, that just shows a lot of how confident we are as an offense. And, you know, we have the capability to make big plays.
What has the emergence of Corey and Braylon done for you on offense?
It's been great. Just having more guys out there that can make plays just makes our offense harder to stop. Can't really just focus on one person. Can't just focus on Tim all the time. We have other great receivers out there too, so it helps a lot. Just spreads, opens up the field, you know, especially for the run game. You have to respect both aspects of our offense. So adding those two guys to the mix, and George and DeMar, has been great.
How do you approach a game where you see that this team is so prolific offensively and they're probably going to score a lot?
Just have to, you know, focus on doing our job and executing. Like I said, we have great confidence in our defense, but they have a great offense over there, scoring a lot of points every game. So we just have to be ready to answer back if they do score. So we just have to continue to just, you know, focus in on our job. And, you know, like I said, we have good confidence, great confidence in the defense. And we know they're going to do their job also.
Coach was talking about sort of Utah's offensive identity, not hurry up, you know, just sort of controlling. And is it maybe sometimes hard to, like, when you see a team that scored 40 points every game, to kind of be like, hey, we can kind of do what we do, like, we can keep our style?
Most definitely. You know, we feel like our style fits us. Whenever we feel the need that we can go no huddle, then, you know, that will be implemented. We do it here and there every now and then, but you know, for the most part, we like to huddle and, you know, substitute, you know, make sure everybody, you know, knows what they're doing. And I feel like it's been pretty effective so far.
You showed you can do both run and pass pretty efficiently against USC. How important is that for you guys to know you can do either one of those things to control the game?
Very important. Very important, especially, you know, with our O-line doing a great job. Just having that confidence in the offense and bringing both aspects to the game just makes it, puts a lot of stress on the defense. And just putting that stress on the defense helps, you know, makes it a lot easier on the offensive side, especially when we run the ball very effectively, you know, opens lanes for the pass. And, you know, when we're passing real well, they have to, you know, put a couple extra guys out there and open up the box. So it's been good.
How are you looking through four games played compared to where you were at the start of the season? How are you different?
More poised. My confidence continues to build. Just continue to get comfortable with the offense each and every week. It's just been fun for me, just being out there with my teammates and competing. So just have to continue to try and get better each and every week.
How have you done that?
My film preparation, just making sure I'm getting extra work in, and, you know, just making a lot of sacrifices, you know, to make sure that, you know, we have a good outcome. We can make sure that, you know, I'm on top of my game in order for the offense to work.
What does it mean knowing the rest of the team, you have their respect and they're going to follow you?
It means a lot. It means a lot, man. Those are my brothers. It means a lot to, you know, when your brothers, when your brothers have your back. I feel like, you know, I still have some more stripes to earn out there. You know, we have a long season ahead, but I'm glad, you know, they have my back. And, you know, I have utmost respect for everybody on our team. And, continue to gain confidence and try and get better.
Manny Wilkins had a huge rushing day against Cal. Do you anticipate maybe some more QB run elements this week for you guys?
Maybe. I'm not sure. You know, how we're going to attack their scheme. If so, then, you know, I have no problem running the ball. But, you know, we'll hone in on that today, I'm sure, and figure out our plan.
Yeah, also, ASU had, I think, 41 second-half points against Cal's defense, and obviously you guys had a big second-half comeback. Do you feel like you guys are built well for the second half and kind of lasting?
I feel like, yeah, we're built for the whole game. We faced a lot of adversity throughout the season, so, I mean, you know, when we know we have to, you know, come together and show some grit and, you know, punch it in, and I feel like we have the capability to do that. And you know, just have to continue to, you know, stay focused and continue to get better as offense.
Coaching Scoop recognized Coach Harding as one of the assistants of the week for the job the offensive line did. What have you seen him do and how the offensive line has developed to no sacks this week?
He's doing great. He's done a great job all year. Just staying on those guys. You know, he has a great relationship with all the O-line, that whole room. So he's hard on them, but, you know, I think, you know, all the guys like it. The whole O-line, you know, likes the fact that he's hard on them. And you know, it shows them a lot of respect at the same time. So just him being hard on them and helping them a lot, going through everything through the film, and it's just paid off tremendously.
Did you watch much of the Cal Arizona State game? So what?